Shara, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Let's start with some background. Talk to me about some background about Delaware, Pacem in Terris.
Absolutely. So Pacem in Terris, it means peace on earth. And as you mentioned, we have been in existence for 53 years. We've been in the Wilmington community for 53 years. And the idea is basically that we have a grassroots approach to peace building. And what that means is that peace is not something that is created in some far off place that is disconnected from the daily lives of regular people in communities. And so the fundamental principle that we are founded on and that we truly believe in is that regular folks like you and me can roll up their sleeves and have a part in building peace, creating peace in society. And so over the decades, what we've done as an organization, we've implemented programming, depending on what the major issues were at the time, but we've implemented programming that is meant to directly respond to the needs of society in that moment and given members of the community an opportunity to be a part of that. So over the decades, at certain times, that has meant responding to the push for war. In the 80s, we had a wonderful intercultural exchange program for youth. And fast forward to today, we have our Visionary Peace Art Program, which is our headliner program that really utilizes the arts as a way of helping people to connect to their deeper sense of humanity and to express their vision for peace in their community, their neighborhood.
You know, Shara, we frequently hear the term peace on earth. How important is your organization in 2020 with everything happening with Black Lives Matter and everything else so far this year?
Absolutely. You know, I think every day you turn on the TV, you turn on the radio, you pick up a newspaper, and there's more bad news, especially in 2020. I think that we've all been saturated with just turmoil that's happening in our society. And we firmly believe at Pacem that now is the time to really lean in and to really be bold in the work that we're doing when it comes to peace. And that's why we've taken the approach that we've taken to our Youth Peace Art Program at a time when a lot of organizations were scaling back and contracting the work that they were doing. We decided to expand, and it's specifically because we felt very strongly that this moment in our society is the time when we need to really dig deep as citizens, really dig deep as communities. So instead of scaling back our work, we expanded it and created this beautiful virtual art museum and gave young people an opportunity to really express what this moment is like for them and what their vision is for transforming it into the type of society, the type of community that they feel they deserve and they want to see for their futures.
All right, so now that we have the background about Delaware, Pacem, and Terris, let's talk about the fact that you're announcing the opening of your virtual art museum for the 5th Annual Visionary Peace Youth Art Exhibition. Tell me about the virtual art museum.
Yes, so we're very proud of it. And, you know, when we had the conversation of how do we respond in this moment, we talked about the possibility of not doing anything this year. But again, we said, now's the time, right? Now we should really lean in. So how can we utilize technology? How can we utilize various technological tools to create the experience of walking into an art museum and seeing all these wonderful works of art created by young people from Delaware? And so that led to us creating that space, that virtual space that could house the work from our youth. And so we reached out to various partners in the community. We have more than 25 public, private, and charter schools, as well as community organizations that participated in working with their youth to encourage them to submit pieces for the exhibition. We had approximately 50 teachers and coordinators participate as well in encouraging the youth, and that resulted in over 300 pieces of artwork from youth around Delaware to support the virtual art museum. So we're pretty excited about it.
Wow. So students between the ages of 5 and 18, that's a wide range. 5 and 18 were asked to draw, paint, or create a digital image showing their vision of a peaceful world, or answering the question, what does peace look like to you? Tell me about some of the artwork. Did the artwork range by age group? I mean, what does peace look like to a 5-year-old is going to be different from what does peace look like to an 18-year-old, right?
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that you brought that up. So you are going to see a difference in the pieces that are submitted. And the vision that gets articulated in some of the pieces, it does look very different from a 5-year-old versus an 18-year-old. But even in looking at the pieces from some of our younger participants, you see certain themes depicted in those pieces. You see certain things like harmony. You see certain themes like inclusion depicted in their pieces. One of the pieces that was submitted by one of our younger participants showed playing at the beach with her friends, and her friends come from all different walks of life. And so to her, that represented peace. And so I feel like that is such a strong message for us to hear right now and to have that communicated to us from the eyes of a young person. And then we had some pieces from our teenagers. I had one piece in particular really struck me. It was a sea of blue, and it looked like a tunnel a little bit. And I was staring at it for a moment and thinking to myself, what am I looking at here? What is this artist trying to convey? And then it dawned on me that I was looking at the inner part of a wave. And it was a perspective on a wave that you would never, ever see unless you were on a surfboard surfing a wave. And so I asked the artist, why did you choose this to communicate peace? And she said, well, the reason why is because I used to be really afraid of surfing. I never in a million years thought that I would be that person who gets out on a surfboard and goes out into the ocean. But I started to do it. And as a result, I was able to see these different perspectives of the ocean that can only happen when you're on a surfboard. And she said, that represents this moment for us in society. There are certain perspectives that we will never see unless we have the courage to do something we didn't think we could do. And so, again, you know, whether it's the 5-year-olds or the 17-year-olds or the 18-year-olds, there's so much that these young people are communicating that I think we as adults can learn a lot from. So I'm very excited about the art museum, and I definitely would encourage your listeners to take a look and just take a moment to process each piece and what each young person is trying to communicate to us in this moment about how they're experiencing this moment and what their hopes are for the future.
I can't wait to have a look at some of this. Let's remind everybody we're talking to Shara Smith. Shara is the executive director of Delaware Pachaman Terrace, and we're talking about the virtual art museum for the 5th Annual Visionary Peace Youth Art Exhibition. You know, Shara, back in March, our world changed. Don't know necessarily that it was for the good. We, you know, the pandemic started back in March. The opening of this virtual museum comes really at a difficult time for all of Delaware, given the high rate of gun violence in cities like Wilmington. And despite many of these young children that are participating in this project, they've created stunning works of art that really address both violence and systemic racism. And as you just said, adults could really learn from the compassion that they have for their communities, right?
Yes. Absolutely. And I'm really glad that you brought that up because, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's easy for people to think, you know, what does this have to do with peace? And part of our approach, you know, Pachim is an organization that has always pushed for practical approaches to peace, things that regular everyday people can engage in that contribute to peace. And that's based on that fundamental concept that peace is not something that is created in some far off place. Peace is what we do every day. It's how we treat the person in front of us. And our youth art program specifically focuses on encouraging young people to visualize and then actualize that vision for peace in society. And so the idea behind that is if you can't see it, then how can you create it? And so the practice of envisioning and then taking action to create it is something that we think is really critical to creating peace. And you talked about how in March, you know, our world changed. And, you know, I think all of this year, there's just been so much happening to all of us and for all of us. And it certainly can lead to, you know, feelings of apathy or worse, right? And so how do we find those opportunities to create something different? And that's really what our focus is as an organization. We want to make sure that we're giving people those opportunities to create the type of community they want to see, as opposed to having all of their energy sucked in to the things that we don't want to see about our society, that are harmful, that hurt us. You know, it's important for us to keep our eyes open and to acknowledge the reality, but to not disengage from creating the type of community, the type of society that we want to see, that we feel we deserve, and that our children deserve. So not only have we been focused on this wonderful virtual art museum, we also utilized our art program to create a space for people to voice their frustration and their concern about systemic racism and injustice in society. And we also created a virtual art gallery out of that project as well, and that was called the Listen to My Art Virtual Art Gallery. And so adults from the community were able to take that moment of frustration and grief and anger and the variety of other issues that they were, you know, experiencing and thinking and feeling, and create works of art that were designed to create a dialogue. So we had, you know, this amazing gallery called Listen to My Art that was created and then we put online, and then we had dialogues based on the pieces that were submitted to this specific exhibition. And it was fantastic. And the moment I knew it was fantastic was when we were having a dialogue on Zoom, and there was a participant on the Zoom. They didn't show their face on the Zoom, but they were listening most of the time. And then just before we were about to end the Zoom and end the dialogue for the evening, they chimed in and they said, "Hey, we just want you to know that we're a family of five, and we've been listening to all of the discussion happening tonight. And now we're going to have a family discussion about systemic racism and injustice in society as a result of all the wonderful art that we saw here tonight and all of the wonderful things that the artists themselves expressed about this current moment in our history as a nation." So we know that these things work. And the fact that we are creating these unique ways for people to have conversations and to talk about what peace looks like and what is our path forward, that lets us know that this is the work that we need to be doing. So we're very proud of it.
Shaura, how can my listeners tour the Virtual Art Museum? Where do they go?
Absolutely. So if they go to our Facebook page, we put everything on our Facebook page because Facebook is still a great way to engage with people. So if your listeners go to Facebook and search for Delaware Pacem in Terrace, that's P-A-C-E-M in Terrace, T-E-R-R. IS. They will find our Facebook page. And again, we put all of the links to our exhibitions, to the virtual art gallery for youth peace art. Everything is on the Facebook page, and they can check out not only those activities that I just mentioned, but also we have a new exhibit coming up, and this one's going to be a photography exhibition, and it's called Generations for Racial Justice. And this exhibition is going to showcase images in the struggle for racial justice across multiple generations. So we're accepting photos for that right now. And again, all of those details are on our Facebook page.